Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are looking at Erevin 24, talking about the place to sit. Gemara brings in a quote from a brisa that came before. If most of the karpath was planted with trees, it is like a chatzer, and carrying is permitted. Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Avimi, this is true only if the trees are arranged in rows, making it a pleasant place to sit and a usable area. The notes explain here in art school, if the trees are disorderly, it is not as inviting for people to stroll or sit in this area, and the wooded area would be subject to the same law as the garden mentioned in an earlier part of the brisa. Even though an orchard where trees are in rows is not considered a living area, pointed out by Or HaChaim, the wooded area discussed in our brisa is considered an area of residential use, since the area was originally used for residential purposes only, and subsequently trees were added. The wooded area is considered an extension of the residential area. Gemara continues to say, however, Rav Nachman said, even if the trees are not in rows, it is still a usable area and carrying is permitted. But I want to key in on the phrase that the trees are arranged in rows, making it a pleasant place to sit and a usable area, that it's orderly, inviting for people to stroll or sit in the area and making it a pleasant place to be. When we look at our houses, we look at our apartments, we look at our backyards, our front yards, our gardens, we should make sure that it's orderly, we should make sure it's pleasant, and we make sure it's an inviting place to sit. My wife and I joke how this summer we didn't send our kids to camp because of the crazy COVID outbreak, but the money we would have sent to camp, we basically used to spend on a ton of stuff with the help, thank God, from family to buy different things. But nonetheless, still, we wanted to make it an inviting place, a pleasant place to sit, with the canopy in the back and the swing bench and the playset, the umbrellas and all these chairs and these foldable chairs and the chairs that lean back, because we want to make it an area that the kids find is fun to play, and if guests come by, if people come by, that it's inviting and pleasant to sit and enjoy. In our own house, we try to make that our table has room with chairs around it, and the couch, the U couch, the sectional, and ottoman, the different areas we try to make in our own house to be inviting. In your own house, in your own area, your own backyard, try to make it inviting. Try to make it pleasant. Try to make it nice and set it up, arrange it in a way that it's inviting for people. They actually want to sit. They actually want to stay. That means no random garbage all over the place, which I'm guilty of course, at times, and that the grass looks kept and nice, and that the front looks kept and nice, and the driveway looks nice. The inside and the outside of our home should be inviting, should be pleasant for people. There's nothing worse than coming to someone when they invite you for Shabbos and the house looks like a wreck, and it's like a war zone, God forbid, it looks like, and it doesn't look pleasant to be there. The whole meal will take on a whole different atmosphere. Had the host been able to clean up beforehand, makes it much more pleasant, much more inviting. So whenever you have people, or for your own kids, for your own families, for your own guests, make it inviting and pleasant in your own homes, inside and outside, as much as you can. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 25 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.